It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Our lives are so stressful these days. There's just not enough time for much self-nurturing behavior out there. Going to restorative yoga classes, sitting still, deep breathing for 30 minutes, or chanting mantras may not be right for you. So maybe you need a little relaxation technique that is a bit more spontaneous. My workday is quite hectic, but I still try to spend 20 minutes or so each day on some mind-body self-care. A quick reconnect with nature, the outdoors, can often do the trick for me and doesn't cost a thing. A side benefit is getting just the right amount of my daily vitamin D. Today on Nature's Secrets, I'm going to share 5 simple but powerful strategies I have found that can really make a difference in relaxing your mind, body, and spirit. Number 1, what is earthing? In my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, in Chapter 7, it's all about cleaning up your stress, and I talk about earthing, something called vitamin G. Vitamin G is for grounding, refers to the process of bringing the human body in direct contact with the negative electrical charge of the earth's surface and its inherent energy. Our ancestors spent every moment of their lives barefoot and laying down and connecting to earth and nature. Now, our bodies adapted to receive electrical charge from the earth, and it remains beneficial to our well-being and sense of belonging and place. Yes, many years ago, we all walked around barefoot in soil, right? And people are much more apt to physically connect to earth in the past. But, you know, nowadays, what do? We're insulated from earth energy and cement buildings, paved streets, cars, and definitely less open space in our neighborhoods. You know, we walk around in plastic shoes, synthetic socks, fully clothed, wearing sunglasses, having sunscreen all over our body, and that can leave us disconnected and anxious. So why do we need this? Why does it matter? Now, researchers believe that connecting with natural energy and Earth's ground can actually help neutralize some of the free radicals in our body and also help us reduce our cortisol level and inflammation and stress and pain even. And that means we improve our sleep. So how do we get more vitamin G? Spend 20 to 30 minutes walking barefoot on the ground, grass, or beach, and you will improve your stress level, relax your body, and improve your overall health. Now, you're going to say to me, I know some of you say, you know what, I can't get outside during my lunch hour. I could be indoors from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and there's no way that you're going to be able to go out. So what I do is, you know, anytime I go to these big conferences, I actually carry and take my river rocks, and I actually put them on the ground in my hotel room, and I walk on these river rocks. And these are just natural stones, which is obviously an earth element, and it helps stimulate my acupuncture points under my feet, but also it helps me earth with these natural elements of earth. So I would say just go to the garden store, and you can get these river rocks, and you can carry with them when you travel. Number 2 that will help you relax is essential oils. I love essential oils because these are high concentrated oils that you can put on your body, and then that what they'll do is it will actually help relax your nervous system, because when you breathe in these oils, it goes through the nose up into the brain, where there's receptors in the limbic system that will calm your emotional pathways. And then there are also essential oils that can cause stimulating factors, but today we're talking about relaxing. So what is my favorite? It's lavender scent. Now, lavender, it can help you de-stress your body, and really nice for sleeping, doing it before you go to sleep. And what you want to do is make sure that if you do it directly with essential oils, you go on to get organic. And often some people are sensitive to the direct essential oils because they're super powerful. So make sure that you can actually dilute it by using a carrier oil such as almond or jojoba oil. And when you just add a few drops of that essential oil, you can put it and rub it on your neck, and then, or right on your temples. And then you could even use a diffuser and then make your whole environment. What I do is I actually have a little sachet next to my bed, so I smell it before I go to sleep, and it really helps me create a relaxing experience. You can also use it for massage. Take it to your massage therapist and add that extra little lavender to her oil. And again, remember, you want to make sure that you use organic out there. Number three way of naturally relaxing, well, forest bathing. Shirin Yoku is the name given for the Japanese art of forest bathing. And you know, this is mindfulness walking through the woods that reconnect the individual with nature and can help you de-stress, elevate your mood, and strengthen your immune system. This is one of my favorite things to do. So what do? You go on a walk, or you can sit within the forest and just really use your senses around. So you could see the beautiful colors of the trees and the plants, smell and sounds, that you consciously focus on elements within the forest setting. Now, they found in one study is that the forest bathers had an increased number of natural killer cells. Now, what are those? It's really natural killer cells that can fight against viruses and even cancer cells. And so they thought that from the research that there is an actual chemical that's comes out, essential oil that's called phytoncide. Phytoncide found in many forest trees. And that they think that this is a natural way of fighting against bugs, but also can help reduce cancer cells. It's also super relaxing so that you can reduce your cortisol level. So now 20 minutes is all you need, you know, to rejuvenate your body and stimulate your immune system. But again, some people don't have access to a forest. You know, what do? What I say is go find a natural garden store. I've even gone to garden stores. You can find that. Or a garden museum. Here in Los Angeles, we have the Huntington Botanical Gardens. So beautiful. Another place you can go is just a basic park, you know, where you can take your child and sit on the grass and hang out under a tree. Hug that tree. And that is a way of connecting to the earth energy and the elements so that you can absorb some of that beauty and recognize that you are really just part of earth energy, and you and the plants and even the animals around can connect. Okay, so what's next? Number four is oxygenate. Now, best way to relax is you need to do the 4-6 breathing rule. That's my oxygenation, because the more you oxygenate, the less you feel stress. You know, when you breathe too fast, you lose your oxygen too, and you end up having anxiety. You can create anxiety, right? So breathe 4 to 6 seconds. What I mean by that, inhale 4 seconds in through the nose, exhale 6 seconds out through the nose. Do that for 10 minutes, and you will see within 10 minutes, I mean, maybe even 2 minutes, you'll break the cycle of anxiety and panic, and you'll start to relax your body. After, you know what, all of this, what is my last tip? It is actually to relax your mind, body, and spirit to appreciate. We want to appreciate the moments that we have in our lives. You know, brief remembrance of love, compassion, and gratitude into your thoughts. You know, connect and be thankful of what you've got at this moment. And just doing that for a few minutes each day, give yourself a little relaxation, you'll start to feel great from the inside out. And boy, all of these 5 different forms of meditations or relaxation you can use every single day. It doesn't take long, and within 20 minutes, even, you know, 10 minutes, I find that it works beautifully, beautifully. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thank you so much for this opportunity to serve you. I'm here to make you feel awesome and be your best you can be. And until then, this is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. All right, stay well.